is called to order. Will you stand for the pledge?
I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hello, everyone. We don't have a whole lot of items on the agenda, so we'll...
We're going to be done by 8 o'clock.
What she said. This is a public comment period. Devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within the jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker podium.
Oh, crap.
You can imagine it there.
Yeah.
And state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. Any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done at the chair by the chair, board, or council majority vote. Moving on, we can approve the minutes from July 25th for possible action.
I'm sorry I didn't get those sent to you sooner, but they're pretty short, so I can just look at them real quick.
Yeah, not much.
I approve them as written.
Second.
Third.
Stop. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And the approval of the agenda for August 29th, 2017. And hold, combine, or delete any of the items for possible action. There are no items. Since there are no items.
You still have to approve the agenda.
Okay.
I approve.
We can't have a meeting if you don't approve the agenda.
Just nothing on the agenda.
I approve. As written.
Second.
All in favor.
Aye.
Aye. Moving on, this will be informational items. Receiving a report from Metro. Hello, Metro.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello. I had nothing.
Okay, moving on.
No concerns up for discussion? Okay, how about a report from sweet, lovely Megan, our Clark County Administrative Services, regarding the update on Terrible Herbs Project in Jean, progressing on obtaining weather station for Good Spring School, the Sloan shooting area, and other updates from Clark County.
So the Terrible Herbs Project, you've probably seen that they've started the grading, they've excavated for the foundation. They're moving right along. They have run into a couple little speed bumps that if they can't get through them, they're going to reach out and I'm going to help them, but we're trying to help that project along. We know it's exciting and important, and I went there just probably as much as everybody, so I'm working with them. The weather station, I have not gotten an update from our air quality, but I will follow up with them, and hopefully by next month we'll know something more. Sloan shooting area, we have the signs ordered, and we'll be getting those put up here in the next couple weeks. And that is it. That's all I have.
Can you tell me if on the Terrible Herbs Project, are they going to have any food establishments
yes.
in there?
When they first came through, it's going to be a whole travel center, and it was supposed to have a restaurant and a deli, and be like a grocery store and an auto parts store, wow. like a full service travel center. I don't know if that has changed. I need to get an updated plan on that. But yeah, for
that's,
sure there's going to be food.
I
know.
One of the options on the sign too is for medical too. Is that an option down there?
Medical? Like an urgent or, care?
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fancy. Kind of,
not at their site, I don't think.
Yeah.
No?
There used to be a quick care in Jean years ago. Oh, and one thing I didn't put on here is we are getting our NDOT sign.
Oh,
so
for the welcome sign, the welcome sign.
Well, that's a recent
NDOT welcome to Good Spring sign. So So you and I are going to be listed as the contact people. There has to be an agreement signed between the community and NDOT, and so you and I will be listed on it. And I told the guy I want him to come out so we can talk about where to put it.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing that.
And exactly what's going to be on. And, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving along, there's nothing under planning and zoning, nothing under general business. Now we have the comments by the general public. Period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board or council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Step up to the podium.
Yeah.
Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, chair, board, or council.
Oh, yes. I'm just going to say something real quick. Bonnie Castle, for the record, do you know who I am?
Yes.
I did get some yellow cards from the county talking about that shooting stuff that goes on between here and Sandy Valley, and I don't know if everybody got them because Donna didn't. But they're having a meeting in Sandy Valley on like the 12th.
Oh, is
the 12th?
It's another shooting range that's coming through.
A second one?
This will be a fourth.
Oh, that's what we need.
You guys have the one by here.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's the one that does the helicopters, that they fly the helicopters in. There's the one that you can see if you're going to Sandy Valley and you look off to the left against the mountain there. There's an area that's been flattened.
Yeah.
That one is it's called PFC, and it's a training for military and first responders. It's like very high level private training.
Uh-huh.
This one is going to be similar to that, and shooting will be part of it, but a big part of what they're doing is like survival training. I guess our desert environment here is very similar to the theaters of operation that they use in Africa and the Middle East where they fight. And so they'll be using that for higher level training for soldiers. So it'll be a private facility.
Yeah, I thought it was the same one that was up again, but I don't know why I got a card if some of you didn't.
When an application comes in, yeah, I'll use this map as an example. When an application comes in, say this site where something came in, they have to do, for use permit, it would be a 500-foot radius. So we go about 500 feet in your radius.
Mm-hmm.
But they are also required to get, I believe it's 40 or maybe more, individual property owners. So they have to go out and out and out until they get 40 individuals. So probably between you and there, it was like BLM, BLM, BLM. So they probably had to expand so far out that they caught you in it.
Okay.
So that's why you got it.
I thought I'd mention in case anybody here.
Yeah, so if you're interested in coming,
they could go.
Yeah, Sergeant Seed and I met with them last week. It's very remote. Their site is like pretty rough to get to. You have to drive very, very slow. It's very rough.
It's a rough road. It's back out of the way.
Yeah.
There would be absolutely no danger to the community, anything like that. They're right up against the mountain.
Mm-hmm. They're back in a canyon. It's the old Hoosier mine site.
The old what?
Hoosier mine site.
Okay.
And the guy that does it, Dave Wexler, who's the applicant, he's owned the site for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And BLM law enforcement and Sergeant Seed came out, we went, and there were no concerns about
safety. So there's no concerns on that?
You wouldn't even know it was there. You'd have to be so far off the track, and it's private property. So.
Okay.
But yeah, whenever there's something like that, and that, you know, you bring up a very good point. I should let you guys know when there's things coming up in the area in case you want to go. So 2 weeks from tonight is the Sandy Valley meeting if you're interested in coming.
Is that what this is?
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
what that is.
Yeah, I also have a card on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's probably why you got the cards because it's because there's so many BLM parcels. So yeah, it's actually very interesting. I've been learning a lot about this training and stuff since I've been working with these groups. So we have two public, one, not public, but businesses, and two that are like private training facilities.
And the second one is this one now coming up is a private training.
Mm-hmm. They are very committed to reaching out and working with the community. So like the 4-H group in Sandy Valley doesn't have a place to shoot. So we're looking at doing some, you know, partnerships that way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's primarily a private facility.
Okay. Yeah, I just thought it was the same one that was here.
No, this is our fourth one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, Okay,
interesting.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no
problem. Glad I made
a
comment.
Thank you,
Bonnie. I have a few announcements. Colleen, 185 South Vegas Street, on Saturday, September 9th, is our community cleanup with our dumpsters.
Oh, yay.
They usually take those old TVs in the back of the pickup, so please don't deliver them to the bazaar, because we really don't like them. We have no way to get rid of them either. So just wait.
Nobody does.
I know. Even your old couches. Yeah. It's really neat that they're dropping all that stuff off. But, and the other one is the fire department's having an open house on October 7th, which is a Saturday, from 10 until 2. We will have food. And we will accept donations, for we cannot sell anything. So we would be happy for everybody to come see us.
10 to 2 p.m.
10 to 2.
What hours are the dumpsters going to be out here?
8 till noon. And sometimes they bring them out Friday night, but apparently there's a insurance thing that they try not to, because they don't want people falling in them. So last year they did not bring them out early, but they're
very lucky they can even still bring
them
out.
Yes, and they actually waited to pick them up until, I believe, Monday.
Yeah, health district made it very difficult for them to keep doing these cleanups. So.
Yeah, so, and there's usually, you know, one representative here, and he's a helper, and the fire department will also be there to help unload your stuff from your vehicle.
Groovy. Thank you. Anyone else?
This came in after the agenda was done. It's for CDAC. Were you interested in doing it this year?
Oh, she is. She told me earlier.
No, that's okay if you're not. I just need to know. Okay, I want to open it up to anybody else.
What night is it
anyone
on?
Anyone in the general public can volunteer
right.
for that, too.
So, we've talked about this before. It's called Community Development Advisory Committee, and it's a group that gets 37th year. That's pretty remarkable. getting ready for the 37th year. This is a group that gets together. See if it says when.
It's short.
Tuesday evenings each month beginning in November and ending in February. Meetings start at 6 and they're at the Government Center. And this is a group of people from all over the county and from all over the different towns that get together to help decide how community block grant funding is dispersed. So last year or the year before, the big $3 million project that's going on in Sandy Valley to improve their park came from this. This is how the community center in Sandy Valley got built. Lots of things get built with these funds. So I have never attended the meetings, but I know Ruth did it for years and years, and I think she looked forward to it every year. And I know a lot of people that have served for many, many years, because I guess it's very rewarding and very interesting to do. So if anybody's interested, I have the application forms here. It's really good to have your voice involved in this. And then if a project comes up for Good Springs, you're already, you know, if you guys put together an idea for Good Springs, you're already involved. So if anybody's interested, or if you know anybody's interested, have them.
Does it mention which Tuesdays or just...
It doesn't, okay. But I think they plan them on non-town board Tuesdays,
which
would be
they always have
the third. No, this
it's never interfered
and
with this
first and
something like
first
that.
First and third, because we're the fourth.
I don't know.
Sandy Valley's the second.
But they plan them so it doesn't interfere with town boards, because most of the members are town board or CAC members. So,
so if you're just interested, make a comment. Because you're talking about things in Sandy Valley and Good Springs, what we've gotten from CBDG funds is this building right here.
Oh, okay.
And also the fire department out on Lake Pacific, and also the park.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, that's great. So yeah,
we have used it.
Yeah, this is where it comes from. Is that group gets together and decides what the worthy projects are, and they give a recommendation. That's where the money goes. So it's really a neat thing that they reach out, because they could just make the decision, have a pot of money, and say we're going to do this and this, but this allows people from all over the county to give input. So,
any other comments? Any other public comments? Mike, you got something to say?
No, sir.
So our next meeting is September 26th.
Is this like a record?
7:45.
Pretty close.
So
you're welcome.
Thank you.
Are we adjourned?
We're adjourned.
Oh, okay.